Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Blessings of Christ. And I'm wishing you a wonderful holiday weekend. Hope that you have loved ones to share it with and pleasurable activities or just relaxation to put into it. So we are here and let's see, I don't know if Nancy's here already, but she's coming. She's going to be here.
I'm here.
So. Oh, good, good. Well, welcome to you, Nancy, and we love having you. So,
thank you. I'm so happy to be here today.
Yeah, I know that we have a lot to celebrate, and some of us have some very dear and precious memories to call up and to honor. So we just have a lot of respect for the holiday that we are going to enjoy together. And I hope that we have great times and picnics and loved ones to join with. That's what makes these times so extra special. So I don't have a planned presentation, but usually it doesn't require one simply because by responding to what our community brings to the board, we have exactly what's on the minds of our people. And sometimes that's just better than anything could ever be prepared. So, Nancy, tell us how you and your family are, and then let's get started.
Absolutely. We're great. We had a wonderful weekend so far. Yesterday we had a little reveal party for Leo and Amy, expecting their first, and they're going to have a boy. So that was a lot of fun, and the way they did it was so cute. It was a painting, Glenda, so they had these balloons that were attached to this, you know, big thing, and they had darts, this backdrop that was attached to this canvas, and then there was like a picture mat below it. And when they popped them, the paint would drip down onto this canvas. It was very cool. Anyway, so the last one they popped was blue. And so now they have this painting that they can do whatever with. But they're all tickled pink. How funny that is. But, yeah, we had a great time. It's beautiful here. The wildflowers are still in bloom. And it's a pretty day. And We're really just relaxing and being today, which is just nice. So I hope everybody's getting a chance just to be and celebrate today.
That's the best thing about holidays. I don't know that this really does pertain to most of our modern holidays, but actually the origin of the word was holy day. And during medieval times, the people living then really didn't need to have 3 days off because they had every day to work and every day to play. Every day had to be pretty much the same because they had time to themselves because they didn't have to drive 2 hours in traffic. And they didn't have to do so many things that are part of our modern culture. But the holy days had something to do with either a sacred service, a sacred ceremony, a saint's day, or, of course, the major holy days of Christmas, Easter, and a few others. But as we came on into the modern era, where we just wanted the day to celebrate, it became holidays. So I don't know what that pertains to. It was just a little sidetrack. I wanted to add to the day. And let's open the board to
everyone. We've got lots of wonderful. Okay. We have some wonderful callers. We sure do. So let me open the line. Welcome, community. And our first caller is Jean. Hi, Jean. Didn't you had some big thing going on last time?
Yes,
to talk to you.
Yes,
some
I
surgery.
Did. Hi, Glenda. Hi, Glenda.
Hi,
hi, Nancy. Hi, everyone.
Yeah.
The medical procedure went really smoothly, really well. I was not real anxious. I mean, I was a bit anxious leading up to it, but I was able to be productive and not just worry. So I was my anxiety level was quite manageable. So that was good. And everything went well, and I think I have the best doctor. And then in addition to all of that, I've been trying to get some stuff done with my work, which has, it's like I keep on meaning to get to it. Well, I also got to some of those things. I got to a number of the things for work, and I got them worked out, you know, kind of got those challenges met. Still more to meet, but that's life. And so, you know, I'm just real thankful. I'm just real thankful for how the blessings unfolded. And I thought about what you said last week, Glenda, about, you know, have faith and surrender. And I reminded myself of that, and that helped me to move in that direction. So yeah, that's it.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear all this good news for you. That's
yeah.
Wonderful. And, you know.
Thank you.
Well, thank you and God and everyone else on your support team. You know,
yes.
Here's the thing I have found, just to reinforce something you're in the process of learning, and that is that when we try to do what we want to do, even though it's with the best of intentions, doing exactly what we think is necessary, we don't often make the best decisions under stress. But if we have faith in those who love us, starting with God coming down to your angels, your support system, and so forth, etc., if you surrender and let them take over, they're not under that level of stress. They know exactly
mm-hmm.
how to get you through it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
yep.
It's hard to understand and take this into consideration when we're suffering. But if you can do that, it makes a huge difference in the outcome.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure hearing this about you is going to help somebody else listening in. It always does.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we congratulate
you
on your success and your miracle and everything good that's coming through you.
Okay. Thank you. And thank all of you for being supportive and adding your prayers.
Yes,
absolutely.
Everybody, I'll say you're welcome.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Bye, Jean. Thank you so much for calling. Glenda, we have Caroline. Hi. How are you doing today?
Hi. Well, I'm doing fine, but I wanted to, in the light of the death of Dr. Rashid Buttar from apparent poisoning, who was one of the, you know, people who was coming out with some inconvenient facts at times. I would like to have some blessings to all the whistleblowers and truth tellers who are, putting themselves out there at risk. I also have a close relative and some close friends who are in that category, and I would like blessings for those people. And then I do have a second blessing, but that is the first one I would like to ask for.
Amen. And I join you in that request as well. So what's your second?
And then the second one is for my dear friend Tina Leah, who is the founder of Hawaii Unites. They're trying to raise money for a legal challenge against those lab-infected mosquitoes that they want to release here. I believe they may even have started doing that here on Maui and in Hawaii. And it's really kind of ground zero, because if they can get away with it here, they'll be doing that all over the country. And these creatures could be transferring that infection that they're given in the laboratory to all the arthropods here in Maui, and create an ecological disaster for both animals and for humans. So we are we're trying to see whether there's anything we can do to prevent that release happening. They want to release 40 billion mosquitoes over a period per year, and over a period of 20 years. So Tina needs blessings and help, and hope that Jeshua can push her cause along so that she succeeds.
Oh, yes. We will hold her in our prayers. And the whole project to be seriously reconsidered, because moving really, I know that there are going to be some benefits and blessings from what we're learning about possibilities for DNA, remedies for illness, and certain levels of engineering. We know that they're there, but we have to be very careful about moving too fast in this area, because the area of DNA engineering is literally the Frankenstein of the New Horizon. We have seen, we have suffered through that with 3 years of COVID and a disease that has no known natural origin, even though, we choose not to hang in on the who did what accusation trail. But it's obviously not of natural origin. And when we mess with DNA, we are getting very close to altering God's creation. And that is seriously dangerous. Seriously dangerous. So we need to slow down on it. I'm not saying stop it, because there are some really good potentials that exist there, and wisdom has held us back naturally many times in the past, because life was just slower. Let's put it this way. The various things that were uncovered, discovered in the 17th, 18th, 19th century, even the 20th century, just by virtue of the slowness of life, were held back long enough we could think about it. One of the scariest things, of course, that was created in the 20th century was the atomic bomb. And thank God, the very slowness of engineering and scientific development and the cost of such a project held back so many other developments on it until we could get some good sense on our shoulders. But it was, I would compare the creation of the atomic bomb on the same danger level of exploring DNA structures. It's a very dangerous thing to be exploring, and to do so quickly and then release unrecoverable consequences is something to apply a little bit of wisdom to. So,
absolutely.
I did have something to say, and I always will. Yeah. So, yes, we pray. We pray for wisdom in that regard, and in so many other research areas concerning DNA manipulation.
Yeah, and the more
yeah,
we bring more light to it, and AI, and
AI
also, the
I think
more
it's big,
yeah, big it's problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the more we bring light to it, I was just going to say, the more we bring more light and love to it and our heart to it, it seems like the wayward ways of, you know, trying to do something wrong get sort of exposed and hopefully, you know, get dismantled, you know. It seems like, you know, we just have to bring more light, more love, because it's just,
well,
if it gets into the hands of.
Nancy, that's the anatomy of wisdom. So when I'm saying wisdom,
yeah.
I'm talking about all of the positive qualities we can bring,
yeah.
Whether in a heart-centered way or an intellectual way. You know, we've got to bring wisdom to it and creative,
mm-hmm.
hopefully creative applications. Okay, and Carolyn, were you finished?
I think you made some excellent points there in terms of DNA, AI, all of that, and manipulation of species is a very slippery slope to causing major problems to the whole world, no question.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, thank you,
Carolyn.
I personally, I may be wrong, and I don't speak this from Yeshua, but personally, I find that DNA manipulation is far more dangerous than AI. We already have AI in spell corrector on our phones, and personally, I enjoy it. You know, we've got AI on so many things where you can call in and you get your whole house managed digitally. We just have to use wisdom in how far that can go, and wisdom in how far it can be put into the hands of controllers that would seek to control everyone. There's where the danger
mm-hmm.
comes in.
Yeah. Well said.
Right.
Thank you, Caroline, for always bringing these issues to our attention and helping us to bless them. It's so important. So thank you so much.
Thank you, and much love to all. Love you all.
Yeah. And to you.
And to you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Glenda, we have, hi, Eva. How are you today?
Hello. Well, I'm still up and down with my health, and I would like my things to speed up if possible, or let me know what the reason is that I have to go through this. So if I could have some more blessings, I would appreciate it. Because I want to be doing some things that I feel are worthwhile, instead of just kind of sitting around and not being able to stand up for very long or do my cooking and things like that. So that's not what I really want for myself. But I'm not sure why it's all there. But maybe I don't. Maybe it's not for me to know why.
Well,
I always like to know why.
Yeah, I know we all like to know that. But, you know, sometimes the why is not the most beneficial thing for us to understand. The most beneficial thing for you to understand is, what do you want for your life right now? And ask for blessings that you attain that. And then what's preventing it just washes away without you ever having to understand why it was there. I think we all spend far too much time trying to figure out the negative, when really, if we could just get focused on the positive and fertilize it with our love, our faith, and our scope of intention that may have to be applied from several directions, the negative just goes away. Most of us don't realize, and I include myself in that group far too many times, but we don't realize that any attention we give to the negative is feeding it. Any attention. Even what kind of medicine would work finally? What kind of doctor do I need to go to finally to get an answer to this? And then we even spend our prayers on it. It all feeds the negative. It's like Yeshua said to me, do not pray from the negative. Pray in the light of love, focused on the positive that you seek for your life. Because the positive is actually the cure. It's hard to realize that. And you can ask yourself every day, this goes for all of us, if I were going to fill a glass with my positives, and I was going to fill a glass with my negatives and put them on the scale, you know, this kind of old-fashioned scale that has two sides that you put things on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Which would weigh the heaviest, my negatives or my positives? Well, if your negatives weigh the heaviest, then your problems are greater than your answers. And what's the cure? Increase the weight of the positives. And the weight of the positives is what brings the answers. You think, as most people do, that the answer is what will result in positives. Okay? I would bet $100 right now, and I'm not a betting woman, that most people, if they were really honest, would think that the answers bring the positive. It's the other way around, my friends. The positive brings the answers. And that's what Yeshua was trying to get across to me when he was saying, you pray from your positives. It took me many years to even understand what he was saying. And then it took me even more years to have faith in it, because I would think, well, he said, ask for what you want, and what I want is an answer to my negatives.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then he would treat me like a six-year-old child, and he would say, okay, go to the timeout room and study your lesson again. It's hard to learn this, and I'm still working on it, Eva. But I do know that that is the truth, and I know that it came from one who knows all the truth. So work on your positive. Even if it means the simple things you can make that you can have in the refrigerator. So when you're hungry, you go and you have a bite. You say, well, hey, that's good. I'm going to sit down now and I'm going to watch a movie I like. And that's good. And don't worry about the negatives. Just let them float away.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, I do mostly microwave and, you know, get the meals that I can, like that. Yeah.
Hey, listen, I've done a lot of that too in my last 3 years. And there was a time before that, and I think this is a valuable part of the message. There was a time before that I would snub my nose up at the idea of anything that was cooked in the microwave. Microwaves?
Yeah,
that destroys all
the. I didn't even have one. Yeah, I didn't have
like
one for
too?
A while even.
Yeah. Yeah, I had
but
two.
But I'm using it now.
One. Uh-huh. I kept one for Larry. And I was really pretty arrogant about it. And now I'm looking at, well, you know, that's actually a positive in my life right now. And so, things do, our attitudes change, our situations change, our viewpoint on what is a positive or a negative changes. If it needs to change, let it. And bless that microwave that you can get some a nice dessert warmed up and sit down with a movie and eat it.
Yeah. Yeah,
make
well, thank you.
Positive. Yes, make your life positive, and that will bring answers. It will.
Yeah. Yeah.
We love you, Eva.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, just
we've been
hard
through
for
a lot.
Me to keep my mind where it belongs.
Yeah,
where it
I can
needs
like,
to be.
Yeah. Well, do your best to keep it on.
Well,
the
thank you.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I need a lot of work on that. So I need blessings that will put
yes.
that into my being so much that it will finally bring fruit.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. That's the point. And it will.
One day at a time, Eva. Just one day.
Yes. I realized that. I used to sing that song one day at a time. Years
we'll
ago.
Get back to
it. Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. And just know we love you. And many people are going through the same thing, so don't feel yourself singled out for some kind of unusual punishment. It's part of life, Eva. And part of life
yes.
is part of our school. So.
Yes, mm-hmm. I realize there's so many people that are having big problems physically and emotionally, and so it seems like it's in the air.
It is. It is. So,
in the energy of our earth.
Yes, so get an air purifier.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a joke.
Yeah. Right.
Well, thank you, Eva. And we look forward to hearing from you again soon. We love you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, Glenda, we have Christopher. Christopher, how are you today, this Sunday? Hi, Christopher. Is your line open? Can you hear us?
He's muted. He walked away from his phone.
Yeah, he's off now, so I'm going to open up another line. We have Stormy. Hi, Stormy.
Hello. I want to give thanks to Glenda for calling my light back to the Fort Worth area. You left a message with Phil Walthall and asked him to tell me you want me there for the book debut. And I was ready to stay in New Mexico. Professors at one of the colleges was asking me to teach there. And I asked him, well, what would you have me? And also the professors at the university in Las Vegas, New Mexico. You know that place well. And I just think this is a nice day to give thanks for you calling my life back for Earth when I was ready to be a resident up there and just getting it all set up. But you told Phil you wanted me there for the book debut. And so I came back and did that, and also just to see that journey happen. I'm thankful for you guiding my light into certain areas that we are both a part of.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm so glad you're here, Stormy. That you're talking about back in 1998, right?
When the book debut was, and
yes, that was 1998.
You know, it was so interesting.
Yeah.
You know, when Bo got through playing the piano, I asked him if I could play while he was eating, and I was playing the piano, and people kept coming up, watch him, and they were going, "What is Stormy doing up there?"
Well, yeah.
So they didn't know that I didn't just play the piano. I perform. And, of course, I've got the angels in my music. So I play the simplest chords. And people are just absolutely mesmerized with my music. And so, you know, we've both had interesting journeys with each other on our personal journeys. And this is a good day to remember and give thanks for.
Yeah, it's a good day to remember. And it's an important day for me, remembering as well, Stormy, days like that, because everybody, you're going to get a mailing later today announcing the availability of the new and refreshed and upgraded Conversations with Jesus. We're releasing this in honor of Memorial Day, because really, even though the painting of the Lamb and the Lion came 6 years earlier, it was more significant in terms of Yeshua coming to me to cultivate my ability to do the work I've done through the years. But when Conversation with Jesus was created, that's when he called the world. And so it has a different significance. And I just really felt in putting everything back together to move forward into a new phase and a new dimension of this work. That's where we should start. And I just got them delivered today. So that's why you didn't hear about it yesterday. We only got everything delivered today. So you'll, God's willing and we don't flood it out, you're going to hear about it later today. So look for it. Well.
Yeah, and Glenda, I can remember being present at every lecture in Fort Worth and Dallas. Sometimes we were together, went together to Dallas, and then for the recording at the Christ Truth League. So that's a very, very warm, memorable time for me to be there in the audience for every one of them. That's special, Glenda.
Yes, it is special. And thanks for being here and remembering. Because for me, that's, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm sure we have some other people on the board.
We sure do. Thank you, Stormy, for bringing that to our attention. And we have lots more callers, Glenda. So I'm going to open someone's line here. Christopher is back, but it looks like, let's see what happened. Helen, your line's open.
Hey, hi, guys. Hi. Hi, everyone. All right, so I've been so stressed out. I'd like a blessing for me to deal with the situation I'm dealing with from a totally different position than I normally would react to, coming from understanding and wisdom and taking the higher road and seeing beyond the now. Thank God the loss is manageable. It's minor, actually. Well, it's not minor. I mean, you know, it was my little darlings that somebody just basically took.
What happened? Helen, what happened?
Well, the cleaning lady that I've been hiring and her husband, who is the son of a neighbor, basically have stolen like 15 to 20 gold rings from me. That I had hidden under my bed, and I totally forgot because the last 3-4 months I haven't been using my CPAP machine, and I've been really tired, and I had to change my mattress, and I totally forgot that I had them under the mattress, and I heard a silence when they were moving, and I thought, why is it so silent all of a sudden? And then he comes out and he says, oh, we found this bag, and it was a very small bag, and I knew I had a sandwich bag full of those little things. So occasionally I take them out to look at them from the safety deposit box. And, you know, not only did they take the bigger bag and they gave me a little pinchy small little choices, but the following week when she came back to clean, she took the rest of the stuff as well. I mean, and this is, yeah. So it's like, okay. what do I do? Do I go to his parents and let them know what's happened? I mean, forget getting the jewelry back. I don't think they'll deny everything anyway. How do I deal with this? I mean, do I say nothing about it, but then it's not right? They have wronged me.
You need to tell them you know. And you don't want them to work for you anymore.
That's right, of course. And they're supposed to be going...
If someone betrays you, you need to confront the issue. And eventually, of course, just forgive and walk on. But in the meantime, it needs to be brought out in the open. Because let's just put it this way. If you get a thorn under your skin and you keep it there, it will fester and form scar tissue. It needs to be extracted, okay? It will never heal until it's extracted. So it needs to be confronted and do so with whatever grace and wisdom you can muster to bring this. You just leave it to them and say, I'll leave this to you, but I'm not going to call in authorities because it's not the way I live, and I'm sure you would deny it anyway, but I don't want you to work for me anymore. So you have to do that. You have to extract the issue.
Good, because I thought to myself, you know.
In faith.
Good, thank you, thank you. And you know, it's funny. I woke up, I went to bed. My sister's here with me temporarily. I don't know for how long. And we watched a movie till midnight, and then Hercule Poirot and whatnot. And then we went to sleep. And I woke up at 5, and then I started thinking about my reaction to this and how I should handle it. And so I couldn't sleep since then. And then when I came to my table, and I have Yeshua's picture right there, I tell you. There was such a calm, peace, feeling of response. That was so much better than the one I would usually choose. And, you know, I daydream about, you know, growling at them and whatnot. And I thought, you know what? And the message that came to me was much more gentle and understanding. And, yes, you know, you're right. I need to tell the parents, and I need to tell them and deal with it directly with them. So,
Yes, you do. Because... holding on to a grudge and grumbling for years is going to hurt you. And you do not deserve to be hurt anymore. You just need to be. The truth is what sets us free. We need to speak the truth, hold to the truth, and move through the truth. And then as we move through the truth, we find ways to forgive.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, they're going on a vacation to Spain for a month to visit her family. And it's like, so you're going to go steal somebody else's stuff to afford this trip. And that's the way you're going to successfully celebrate your wedding and your marriage? I mean, that doesn't make sense. So I was hoping that a higher understanding could come for all of us, me and how to respond to a situation like that, them to realize they are sowing seeds that are going to return them some really nasty experiences and lessons. And but you're right, I'm glad you said that. It has to be brought out so that I can take the thing out of my foot or the hurt.
That's right.
So
you've got to take the thorn. Remove the thorn.
Okay.
You've got to.
Thank you. So that's a blessing I wish for higher understanding from Yeshua to speak and say clearly and bring it out in the open.
To speak with grace and to speak with truth and grace and let them know that... Your home is only open to those who respect you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Helen.
Okay. All right. Hey, Nancy, I'm glad you sound better than before.
I do. My voice is, thank you.
Yeah.
Way better. 100%. Absolutely. Thank you, Helen.
Bye.
God bless you, Helen. We have Ollie. How
were
you?
Yes.
How did you had a job interview. How did it go?
Yes, I did. Hi, Nancy. Hi, Glenda. Well, that's what I wanted to share with everyone. I learned on the interview that I'm among four finalists for the job. And within this week, you're going to choose two last candidates and then give us some sort of exercise or test to create a campaign. And from that, they'll decide who gets the position. So first of all, I wanted to thank you for all your blessings and prayers and request your support from this point on in the journey. I'm also applying to another job position in a different field, and I'm taking courses to get certified. So I would really love and welcome your prayers and blessings in this journey. And also would like to request a blessing again for my mom and her pain. May it become a little more bearable for her. May she have a quality of life, you know. And thank you so much for everything you have been saying today, Glenda, has been very positive, you know, for me. So I'm very grateful for you, for Joshua, for Nancy, and for everyone here.
Oh, you're so welcome. And you sound really good. You sound very positive. It's just stay that way. Okay. One of the things I can tell you as someone who's been an employer, positive attitude, confidence, enthusiasm, and the love I feel for what you're going to be doing means more to me than any skill, because skills can be developed. Those qualities are what you bring to the job. So you've got them. So just keep being that way, and we will pray that he's going to be standing over your shoulder.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Yay, Ollie, all good coming your way. Thank you so much. Glenda, we have Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Nancy. Aloha, Glendy and Nancy.
And
beloved community. Yes, I just want to express my love for this community. Today on Pentecost Sunday, I just express such deep awe and reverence and honor and love always for the Holy Spirit. I just felt this, just a tiny, tiny bit of the depth of the mystery and the miracle of this Holy Spirit. So thank you. And I just feel so happy to call you all right now. And I want to ask for a special blessing for my best friend Jody and her job search and for all of us in our job transitions. And actually for me, I want to ask a blessing for me from Yeshua that I'm asking my work to continue to let me to teach remotely. And so I just put it in your hands, God. It's so just that I can stay here in Massachusetts and take care of my dad and take care of my own health. So just asking for support for that and for all of us that we can work in ways that work with our families and our bodies, that work can be nourishing and work with our whole life. And then finally, a blessing for my family, my brother Tristan and my dad Peter and me, as we just kind of learn how to be a family together again after the loss of our mom. And just for all of us, for our families, how we grow together and evolve together. And thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Very welcome. And what your request inspired in me to say to everybody, the more people you include in your love, the stronger you are.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
That's a good one.
So get how strong Yeshua is.
Yes.
Mm. Stronger than we can imagine.
Yeah.
It is so true. The more people you include, and not just people, that includes nature, the planet, the more you include in your love, the stronger you are.
Woo!
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Awesome. See what you bring out of Glenda, Sarah? Always so good.
Yeah. Well, you all do. That's why I've just given up on pre-prepared messages because I throw them in the trash basket after you guys start talking.
We love it.
You inspire me. And then, guess who I've got looking over my shoulder?
Yes. Right next to your cat.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Well, you've got a lot of people you love, Sarah, and they love you. So your heart is always growing and open.
Thank you. I feel so blessed to have this love in my heart. And may we all continue to cultivate it, cultivate our faith and our love and all of the goodness.
Amen. We love you, Sarah. Thank you so much. And you have a great,
you.
I hope you have tomorrow. I hope you have tomorrow off and can just do the life. Yay.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yes.
Okay. God bless.
God bless. Hi, we have Christopher, you're back. We lost you there for a little bit.
Yeah, my phone overheated. I was sitting in the sun. I had to put it in the freezer.
Oh. Well, we're glad it's sunny.
Exactly. Well, I just love you all so much. Really appreciate you, all of you, and what was shared today so far. Seems like there's a theme around job transitions, and that was part of why I called in today. Well, as you know, I finished the master's degree, and it's been a couple of weeks of kind of just adjusting to the reality of not being so immensely focused for like months and months of deadlines. And so there's a sense of relief, but also a sense of ungroundedness. And and Glenda, you mentioned earlier, we don't always make the best choices when we feel anxious. I saw myself kind of just going into an either old pattern or just kind of like jumping in where people needed me rather than really the Holy Spirit came to me earlier this week and said, you need to slow down and really listen. And so just a prayer and a blessing for that discernment and that connectedness with God to choose from that place of wisdom. And it's happening. I just wanted to bring it to the community and I hear that it's something that's going on in the community as well. And I imagine that people have similar reactions, you know, when there's this uncertainty of like the fear and the anxiety comes up, and then we try to do things that we would have done before, which might not be appropriate now, or do things that we think we should do now based on a limited perception. So a blessing for all of us to increase our faith, to go closer to God, to trust His abundant grace and guidance, and just keep going deeper into that faith. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we have a very powerful historical precedent for everything you're talking about, Christopher. So I'm going to take a couple of minutes just to talk about it. Many of you know that this is Pentecost Sunday. Okay. A lot of you do not know that Pentecost Sunday was the founding of the church. Yeshua did not create a church. He created a way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. Okay. And those who follow me and my teachings will find where they need to go because they're on the way. And all of the teachings in the early church were really referred to as the way. Okay. But what happened on Pentecost Sunday is the apostles and family and friends of the family and friends of the apostles were gathered in the upper room and of Mark's mother's home. Okay. And they had enjoyed a meal together, and they were in really, really sad, a sad, depressed state of mind. Like,
Well, he's gone. So what do we do now? That was just after ascension. Okay. To put that in perspective to everybody. Well, what are we going to do? Talk about transition, Christopher. We're talking about one of the, the biggest transitions in the history of Christianity between he's here physically and he's here spiritually, but not physically. I mean, that was the biggest. Okay. Well, that was when the Holy Spirit showed up. And the Holy Spirit brought awareness, peace, love, focus, determination, enthusiasm, and flames on the shoulders, light around the head, and they all knew that their destiny had arrived. They didn't know exactly what they would do, but they knew the force of spirit within them that would unfold as they progressed and did it. So they went out to the courtyard and found that they could speak every language in the world. So that really confirmed to them what Christ had asked them, which is go out into the world and carry the good news. So with that, the church was born. And we are, right now, a lot of us, exactly like they were in the upper room before they had the revelation. I want to encourage all of you to have faith that the revelation is already it's implanted inside your being, within what we call the sacred heart. It's not something you can see with your eyes, and yet it's there because it's what God placed there at your conception. Like at the beginning of human creation, he placed a spark of light from his own essence and being in the human race that we are to follow in the light of God. We will find what we're looking for there. So if I could say this without sounding too commanding about it, you're not going to find it up there. You're going to find it in there. And one morning, you will just wake up and somebody lit that candle. Well, the somebody that lit that candle is the Holy Spirit. And this is the day in the history of the church that we can actually celebrate and study as to what happened and why. And why it was necessary. Because actually, when Yeshua was with the apostles, when he was with them, they focused on him for their guidance. In everything, they would go to him for guidance. Well, that had to change. That had to change. Because from that point on, they had to know that you look inside for your connection with the Holy Spirit in order to find your way down the path. And it's still a path. It's still the way. But once we learn to look within to find the answer, then we collectively learned to join with others and to look within together to find the answers. And that's how the congregations studying the teachings of Yeshua came together. See, that was the, you might say that what the Holy Spirit did on Pentecost Day was the conception. It's where the sperm entered the egg and conception of the church happened. And then as the apostles went out, they were creating life among the congregations, and the congregations came together so that they could look inward together and understand that they were collectively the body of Christ. Therein was the church fully born. That was, and we can't say it was one day out of 1,000 because congregations came together, not all on the same day, but consecutively as the apostles went out and formed them. But there was a day for each one of them when they knew that they were not just an assembly of separate persons. They were together one person. And together as one person, they were the body of Christ. And they exemplified exactly what he said to the apostles, which is, where two or more of you are joined together, I am there. I am there. So when we come together on Sundays, everybody, you see how you're inspiring each other? And, like, for the most part, I have abandoned the idea that I come here with a message prepared ahead of time for you. We are here together, and the message comes from within the body, the one body of spirit we share. And that's what the Holy Spirit does for us. So I think we needed to take just a little time to give thanks to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And I find in my experience that the Holy Spirit is actually a very tender, loving soul. Much with the innocence of a child, the Holy Spirit does not judge. The Holy Spirit embraces and explores possibility. Like a child would say, well, I wonder what's in that box. Can we open it up and take a look? And say, well, sure. And then just like a child would say, oh, here's what we can do with that. That's the way the Holy Spirit is. If you're expecting the Holy Spirit to be some kind of professor with a prepared message that says, here's the answer, go do that, oh, you're not even in the presence of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of discovery, the spirit of love, the spirit of possibility. Like, oh, and you begin to discover, well, yeah, that was there all along and I didn't see it. So, Christopher, approach your new era of life with that kind of spirit. You're not going to find it in the classroom. You're going to find it in living. And we congratulate you on being there and look forward to the many blessings you receive. So, we're at pretty close to our ending time, but we've got one more caller. So, Nancy, I'll leave it to you.
Yes. Thank you, Christopher. I'm going to mute you. Let's see. And we're going to go on to, let's see, we have one more caller. It is Nancy.
Hello?
Nancy, your line's open. Can you hear? There you are.
Yes, hi. It's Nancy. I just want to be quick. I'm so grateful for you all and for everything that you do and for just being there. Last week I was with my sister in her beautiful, beautiful garden. Thank you for the garden. Thank you for all the work that they're doing in the vegetables and fruit and everything. Blessings from my sister Laura. She's having, they found another lump or area of concern in her chest. And also, she's having trouble with sensitivity to sound. Loud noises pain her. And I told, and she has trouble. I tried tapping, and we'll do anything to help her. And tapping hurts her. So sensitivity to touch and sensitivity to sound. Personally, I'm going through a bound of diarrhea. God be with me. Get me through this.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So That's all I needed. Thank you so much for being there.
Well, yes, we are here for you. And call the Holy Spirit. Let's just focus a little more on that power, because the Holy Spirit will help you in anything. You know, again, I want to say almost like a child. Whatever troubles you got, you ask a little kid and he'll say, oh, what can I do? Can I help? Can I be there? And any of you who have been around little kids, you know, it's just like that. And unfortunately, my cats are the same way. No matter what I have going on, they'll try to be there and fix it. So, but it's that spirit of innocence that takes the little ones into our circle of love, and they want to do anything they can. But that's the charm, the delight, and the never-breaking strength of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's so wonderful for it to be there, because that's what gets me through half of this, you know, most of the time. It's there. It's that joyfulness and innocence that gets you through the hard part. Yeah.
And, you know, the gentle touch of the Holy Spirit, I think, could be a lovely reminder to your sister, because there's gentleness there. There's protection there. And right now, that's what she needs. She needs protection and gentleness and a careful, gentle touch.
Okay, yeah.
Mm. Oh, thank you, Nancy.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, everybody, it's time. It's time you receive the blessing. And just get yourself comfortable, okay? There is nothing you have to do. There's maybe a lot of things you have to undo, and we're going to start by just relaxing those muscles. Even sitting down can be a strain, a stress, because your body's not flowing. And our bodies were created to be a constant flow. In fact, it requires movement to just move lymph through your system to keep your immune system up in fine working order. It takes movement to create the best results for your breathing, and it requires moving to make sure that your blood circulates into all the little hidden spaces that could get jammed up just a little tiny bit by sitting on your bottom side too much or not moving your knees. You know, fluid accumulates in our legs, not because we use them. It accumulates in our legs because we don't use them. So we've been sitting here enjoying the peace and the love, and now keep the peace and the love, but add a little bit of movement to it. I want you just to do whatever you can to stretch out. If you can't stand, that's okay. Just stretch your arms, move your neck, turn your spine to the right and then the left, and bend it over a little bit and move it back. Especially the spine requires a lot of movement because of the spinal cord that carries so much impulse of bioelectricity. And we'll be sending that bioelectricity through your whole body. And, oh, how sweet. I just got a flock of doves that live in my chimney landing. I'm going to be quiet for a minute if they start cooing again. But just as we started doing this, the doves showed up. I think that's just a wonderful sign from nature that God is with us and love is with us and the Spirit is with us. Actually, we associate the dove with the Holy Spirit. So now I do want you to focus on your breath
So let's take the deepest breath we can. Expand your tummy. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. And now release it, but not in one blast. Expel it with thought and love and appreciation for all that it gave to your body for life. And again, fill it up and release it. Now I want you to practice the four square breath, which is to give your breath into life on a count of four. And pause that life can receive it on a count of four. And then inhale the gift of life back to you on a count of four. And receive it on a count of four. Now continue that as I offer my prayer to Yeshua. We thank you, Lord of life, Lord of love, the giver and sustainer of life to us all. We thank you that you have embraced all of us in your love and given life to all of us in the past, present, and future times to come. For those who are not here to request your blessings, we ask for them. We ask for the children. We ask for those who consider their life to be virtually lost. We ask for those who are confused and depressed. We ask for the hungry. We ask for those who are in very deeply challenged situations. We ask for them to understand that they are carrying the cross of life for us, and their rewards will be many and manifold, because we are all of one body. And we pray that our one body will give unto those who give unto us. We pray that you be with them. We ask on their behalf. And we thank you forever and always for your love, your teaching, the truth you brought to us, for the creation of the church, for giving us the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. All these things we ask in your precious name. Amen. And now, my friends, let us get ready to receive. Just relax. Surrender into your faith that what you need will be given. Although it may be hours, days, or weeks before the trigger comes to reveal it. Receive. Receive. And blessing givers, will you join me now, that we may together Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing is given. Now, I want you to rest. Just lay down. If you just lay down, either in a bed or stretch out on the sofa, to where there is no movement or stress in your body. And don't think, don't even continue your prayer. Just be quiet and allow the blessings of God to continue flowing in. You will receive. And the fruits of the receiving will be revealed in the next hours, days, weeks, or even months. They will be revealed. But now, just receive. Bye-bye for now. And I wish you a very, very happy holiday and a wonderful week. Look forward to being with you again next week on Sunday. Bye-bye for now.